Your ass better call somebody.
What it do, baby? You know what it is, man. I don't know what episode this is, but Sports Whiskey and Earn has returned. And my man Ryan Russell with me. He bought the whiskey today, so I decided to let him be on the show.
Yes, sir.
been away for a minute, man. Haven't done a podcast in a while. And a lot of people probably asking why, like, where you been? Reality is, I wasn't doing shit. I just ain't feel like doing the show at that point. You know what I'm saying? Football, my Niners was stinking it up, and basketball season was over. And as a black man, you know, it's hard. Even though I watch baseball and hockey, it's hard to talk about it.
Nothing was happening. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't exciting.
So as we return, we're going to try to do this thing more consistently. Try to keep the material flowing for y'all. But, you know, going to make a few changes. We might have a guest here and there. But we going, for the most part, we going to stay away from things that don't interest us.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is it. Yeah. What we talk about is what we talk about and what we know about.
Simple like that. What we drinking today? So, as you know, the theme of the show is we talk sports while drinking. Because talking sports sober is no fun. Me and Ryan Russell brung over the bottle of Redemption Bourbon.
Yeah, it's something a little new. It's out there. It's on sale, actually. It's on sale. It's just on sale.
Half price.
It's just on
half
sale.
Half price gold, as I like to call it. And if anybody out there, if the people from Redemption Bourbon, you know, if you want to throw a couple of dollars of our way, a little sponsorship, you know, we don't turn down.
We're not
going
to hate it. So, we're not going to hate it. We love it, actually. It's probably the best bourbon I've had today. Actually.
You know, As you know, I've told you people time and time again, I sell my soul for money. So even if I don't like it, if you give me money, I will tell people I like it.
The best thing I've ever had, actually. Honestly.
You know, I will act as if it's delicious as I'm drinking something else. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Redemption. Have you been?
See, look, off the top. Lots going on in the sporting world, man. I know I just said we're going to kind of try to stay away from things that don't interest us, such as baseball. Even though I like baseball,
it's
hard
Series
to watch.
But it's something to talk about.
Let's the Nationals, right? The Nationals versus the Astros in the World Series.
Mm-hmm. How many people knew that?
I mean, not many.
Not many.
And even if you did know that, how many people cared?
Not many.
And here's the thing. So, is something wrong with baseball?
Yes.
It's something wrong with baseball. And, you know, I've been on many diatribes as to why baseball sucks. But I want to offer a solution to Major League Baseball. And if you listen, if any executive from Major League Baseball are out there listening, you know, throw a couple dollars my way if you like what you hear. You know what I'm saying? Here's my solution. Tell me what you think about this, Ryan. Here's my solution. So here's the thing about baseball, right? All the other sports in the world, football, basketball, boxing, you know, they're star-studded sports, right?
Agreed. Yes. Of course.
Now we say baseball star-studded. You see people like Bryce Harper getting $330 million.
Sure.
You see Manny Machado getting $300+ million.
Right.
Mike Trout getting probably next contract going to probably get billions
of
dollars.
Loads of money.
But the reality is, it's not star-studded, and this is why. Here's the thing about baseball, man. Your superstar, like, let's take for example Bryce Harper, right?
Okay.
He gets the bat one time out of nine.
Right.
That's trash.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if comparison. Let's look at the Lakers, right? Imagine if LeBron only got one shot out of every nine shots, no matter how hot he was.
One out of nine.
It's terrible. Terrible. Right? And then you look at it, also, you got a pitcher getting just as many at-bats.
Right.
As your superstar. So let's say Tyronn Lue getting just as many shots, putting up just as many shots as LeBron. Ain't nobody watching that.
Yeah. And I'll take it a step further. Let's take it off the diamond. Nobody hears from them. No one hears from them outside of the sport.
Right.
So there's no storyline. There's no interest in them other than their play. And you get disinterested. You're disinterested in the player. You heard the $300 million. You heard the millions and millions upon millions of their contracts. And you're like, wow, that's a lot of money. And then it's over. That's like, it. After that, that's it.
That's it.
And they don't even talk about it. They don't say nothing. And like, it's over.
And the fucked up thing is this.
No star power.
Imagine this. So Bryce Harper went to the Phillies. He was the best player on the Nationals.
Right.
The Nationals somehow got better. I don't understand. Like, I'm not a mathematician, but the math on that don't work for me.
Not right? Bit.
That's like if LeBron left Cleveland and then Cleveland somehow got better. It don't make sense. Like, Mike Trout gets hurt and the Angels get better. Christian Yelich, who should have been an MVP had he not got hurt this season, they get better. Yeah. How does that work? Like, so here's my solution, right? You know that, remember I said the pitcher's batting is trash?
Right.
Let's get rid of that.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see pitchers bat, right?
No.
Instead of letting pitchers bat, a team should be able to let their superstar bat three times in one inning. Not in one inning, but in one go round.
Okay.
So instead of you having 1-9, if Bryce Harper should be able to get 3 at bats. He should be able to bat 1st, 3rd, and 7th.
I mean, it's no reason not to.
But imagine. Listen. That means he earns his money at that point, right?
Yeah.
And if he's as good as advertised, he makes the team better. I mean, I just think that's common sense. Nobody wants to see the pitchers bat.
No.
But everybody wants to see the superstar bat.
Of course.
So give him more at bats.
I don't disagree with that.
No?
I mean, it makes.
Outside of
bringing. It gives them what they want. And I mean, honestly. I need steroids back in baseball.
That's plan A, but they don't seem to go for it.
I need my huge ass Barry Bonds. I need Mark McGwire. I need Sammy Sosa. That was the best time in baseball. Watch baseball at that time to watch Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa battle it out for the most home runs in the season? Yo, that was baseball. Baseball has fallen off since then.
Take it a step further. Make steroids mandatory for everybody.
Easily. You know? If you don't take a shot, you get cut.
Here's this supplement. it's going to make you a superstar.
Pills and deals is what they call it. Like, if you don't do it, it's not nothing. You're not worth it.
So, I mean, yeah. So that's the reality situation. Baseball needs... Some wholesale change. Shout out to the Nationals too. I know a lot of people. There's probably some baseball fans somewhere that probably hating this talk. They're like, don't touch the game of baseball. I'm a baseball purist.
Baseball purists are stupid.
Pretty much
because baseball is stupid. You call it America's pastime.
It ain't been America's pastime.
Not a single person in America is good at baseball. All the greats is not American. How about that? I said it. They're not American.
What about Derek Jeter? Derek
Jeter. Yeah, he's mulatto and some other mix. He's a mixed bag. We're not going to talk about Derek Jeter.
Mike Trout? He's American. He's American as they come.
He's American as they come.
Oh, man. All right. Enough with baseball. And enough with baseball because here's the crazy thing about baseball. So the World Series is on. NBA just said we're going to start our season and make everybody forget that
matter.
You exist.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't irrelevant.
We gonna start our season and make sure everybody forgets that baseball exists. Like it's such an afterthought. Like it's crazy to me. Like your premier series of the season is being thrown to the wayside by game one.
Overshadowed.
Toronto and New Orleans without Zion.
Without Zion.
Without Zion.
Overshadowed.
Overshadowed. That's nuts. Major NBA basketball is back, and I'm excited. Sir.
Yeah.
You know, basketball is actually, we'll get to that. Basketball is moving up the charts. But let me ask you this. So the number one storyline, of course, every season, you know, getting tired of hearing it, you know, is LeBron's legacy.
Yeah, of course.
Goes to LA, doesn't make the playoffs, You know, and somehow because he didn't make the playoffs, now this is
now he's trash.
This is his revenge season. Now he's mad at the league. Like nobody did this to you, sir. All right, you got hurt because you're old. You know, and you didn't make the playoffs. Like nobody removed you and your team from the playoffs. But apparently, to all the sports analysts in the world, this is LeBron's revenge season.
But do the analysts make this up? Like who said he's mad?
Like, he don't play mad, so
but this is what I'm saying. Like the revenge season. Like
who says
this is what
LeBron
it is?
LeBron is he's the gift that keeps on giving for sports talk. Because you know when you approach greatness doorstep, when you are the number two, right? Everybody wants to see you become number one, even though you might not even be number two in reality. But no, that's the storyline. So the question I ask you is this. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's say LeBron doesn't accomplish everything that, you know, he's gonna set him and AD gonna set the league on fire.
Right.
You know, they're gonna come in guns a blazing straight to the championship, even though it's a dude named Kawhi playing in the same stadium as him.
Right.
You know, and is looking a lot better than him if we're going by game one. Mm. So if LeBron doesn't, he went to LA, you know, which I thought was a smart move by him in terms of legacy.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
So the Lakers have one of the biggest fan bases in America, right?
Right.
So if you win a championship for the Lakers, you kind of swayed opinion in your favor. It's kind of like you're nut ass Cowboys, right? So it's of the same vein, right? Yeah. Like if you win for the
Cowboys, because they're internationally known. Right.
We're not gonna go that far.
Yeah,
not
right. I mean they are, but it's fine.
But it's of the same vein. Your fan base is big and loud,
right?
So you get them on your side, you sway the public's opinion in your favor.
Sure.
Right
now, do I think that LeBron's move wasn't calculated in that same sense? Absolutely not. I think it definitely was.
He
definitely went to the Lakers for at least part of that reason, that he's got international name. I mean, he's already got international name recognition, but to back that up with the Lakers name recognition, he's certainly doing something. He's transcending in a way in that level. But
is it more pressure on him? So now that he's with AD, is it more pressure on him to win or less pressure? Like you would think, like you got yourself a top five player alongside of you,
right?
Right.
I think it's more pressure because you don't have the. I mean, this is his 17th year in the league. Like this ain't it ain't no. I can build on this, and like next year we'll get him. Like you may not have it next year. Like you're getting old.
We saw what happened to Kobe.
Exactly. He's definitely getting old, and it's a win now situation. It's not a let's see how they mesh together. Like they got to mesh and work together well now, and I think that's what we saw in game one.
We did see that, but I'm trying to get out. So ask me this: like I said, if you win with the Lakers, you sway public opinion in your favor. If you don't win with the Lakers, how bad does it get for you? When we talk about Lakers, right?
And I think that's why he did it. You don't lose a lot. Like, the Lakers are the Lakers, and LeBron is LeBron. Lakers losing on LeBron, or the Lakers losing with LeBron, doesn't necessarily hurt things for LeBron.
It may hurt it
for the Lakers, but it doesn't hurt it for LeBron.
You know?
I think LeBron can skate out of here right now and be fine.
So Lakers Nation is going to take the fact... It's going to take the fact that you couldn't win a championship with AD in stride. I don't know. I think they come for LeBron.
I don't know.
Full force, and it makes it worse.
Because I also don't think Laker fans are real fans.
Elaborate.
Laker fans not real fans. Like they're Laker fans because of the name. They're Laker fans because of the Flash. Mm-hmm.
Some would say you were talking about the Dallas Cowboys.
We wouldn't. Right? No. Famous people sit on the sidelines. They sit courtside. Like, everything's cool. Boom, boom, boom. They're always going to be there, win, lose, or draw. Like, they're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So, LeBron can lose here, and I think he went here because he can lose. He go 500 here and go home and be cool. Everything's fine with LeBron. The Lakers need some work. They're going to say Lakers need work. Lakers need this. Lakers need that. They're not going to say LeBron tore our team apart and didn't do what he did.
That's the total opposite of what I think. I think the Lakers. I think the Lakers Nation will make it an issue for LeBron if he doesn't win. They already like building up. Like they hate the fact that they had LeBron because Kobe was their guy.
Right.
But they've embraced him because they won another championship.
But I also think that only like 48% of Laker fans are actual Laker basketball fans.
Well, I mean, so I think you're. I mean, if you go by who's in the stadium, yes. But I think
I'm just saying, like in general,
like when I say like, all right, there's 1,000 Lakers fans in Philadelphia.
Sure.
Right. There's
and it's 1,000 people that wear Yankee hats just because.
Yankees, Lakers, and Cowboys. A lot of people would say are the three biggest fraudulent fan bases.
We're not fraudulent. The Cowboys fans are not fraudulent because if you're a real true fan, okay, all right. So I'll agree with you because the true Cowboy fan has endured, and the true Laker fan has endured.
Right.
But they're not like most of them who. So the loud part of and the vocal piece of the Lakers fan base, true fans, in my opinion. They're not the true fans. So they're not going to be the ones that we hear. We're not going to worry about them. The people who are worried about the Lakers currently and what LeBron's doing and I think what he's banking on, whether they are good or bad, is the upper echelon, famous people who just love the Lakers and like to speak the Lakers' name, to tweet out and put Instagram pictures of him in a Lakers jersey, whether they win or lose. Like, they'll be cool with that.
The talking heads.
They'll be cool with that. They're fine with that. So I don't care. I don't think that, like, it affects him negatively in any way. Because the people who like it aren't being hurt. The people who are true fans aren't being hurt.
I don't know if I agree with that, but I mean, let me let it simmer.
Okay.
As I sip this, what are we drinking again?
Redemption bourbon.
Shout out to the Redemption bourbon. Let me ask you this: outside of LeBron, AD, LA,
right?
What, in your opinion? So there's a lot of storylines,
right?
A lot of storylines starting off this NBA season. What is the most what's the one thing you watching for this season? What do you want
to
see?
Cliche, but I'm excited to watch Zion.
Well, Zion out for 3 months because he's fat.
I know, but like that's what I was excited for. So like right now, like you asked me that question, I was excited for Zion.
Right.
I don't know what else. Like I honestly don't know what else because that was getting me. Like
that had,
I was
ready to see
this child who's a man child come out here and just blow the league up in likes of LeBron that we hadn't seen coming up again. Like that's what I was waiting for. So I was waiting for him to come up and to see that. But now that he's hurt, I'm not sure what I'm waiting for at this point.
Mm-hmm. So. All the storylines going on in the NBA, Zion had your attention. I get that. I appreciate that. You know, when what he did with college basketball, you know, you like to see people get dunked.
That's all I wanted to say. That's what I wanted to say.
My man Filet making videos, you know what I'm saying? Like, you like to see that.
That's what I'm excited about.
But now that Zion's out, there gotta be something that's drawing you in. Like is it the Philadelphia 76ers? Or is it Ben Simmons not having a jump shot? James Harden and Russell Westbrook ready to rumble over the
beefing
ball.
Beefing already. I only stepped out during the football season. But, as a Sixers fan, I'm excited to see what's going on. I'm excited to see the pieces coming together. I mean, is the process actually coming to fruition now? We kind of thought it was last year, but I think, like, now we got a little bit more pieces. As a fan, that's what I want to see come together.
Trash.
I mean, I hate Brett Brown.
Trash.
I think everyone who's a fan should hate Brett Brown if they don't. But yeah, I mean, definitely that process coming to fruition now. I don't know. Game one looks like it's working.
Let me give you what I got. The storyline that intrigues me the most right now is the Golden State Warriors. I know. Listen, a lot of people are off the bandwagon. Everybody wants to see the babyface assassin fail.
Sure.
Right? And if we going by game one, it's about to happen.
Yes.
But I want to see the fight in Golden State, right? Now that the moon and stars aren't aligned, right? Now that it's not a moonwalk to the championship. Yes. You know what I'm saying? How do you persevere, right? Like I want to see.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm probably one of the biggest Steph Curry fans in the world.
Okay.
I want to see how good he really is. Right, Steve Kerr finally got to be a coach.
Well, now you got
right. Steve Kerr finally got to be a coach.
You can't just score points.
You know what I'm saying? That's not a place.
Right,
Kerr. That's not a place. Right. Score points real quick. That's not a place, sir. What are you talking about? You got to be a real coach. Call a play.
Yeah.
Pick and roll. Right. Something. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited. Even though I know they won't be as dominant. If they would, if Golden State can persevere, here's the crazy thing, and I'm telling you now, I'm gonna put me on record as saying this: if Golden State can somehow persevere and get to the playoffs,
yes,
and Klay Thompson comes back, I'm gonna just say the stories of their demise may be greatly exaggerated. I'm just saying it would be a shocker. Let's not forget, this is the same Golden State team that won championships without Kevin Durant, right?
And if we're
being 100% funky about the situation, even with Kevin Durant's injury last year in the championship, if Klay Thompson never got hurt, they win that championship, right? I think that's a fair thing to say.
I think we can agree that when Durant was out, we were less worried about him being out than we were when Klay went out.
Right.
When Klay got hurt, it became a problem.
Well, it became a problem that Durant and Klay were out at the same time.
Right. I don't even know if it was the same time. It was just that Klay was gone. It was like, damn, Durant. I honestly don't think people cared. I don't think the team was that concerned about Durant not being there.
I think they absolutely could have weathered the storm if Kevin Durant had Klay Thompson still been in the fold. But he wasn't. They lost, and a lot of people, you know, they kind of go and stayed out. So to me, it's just intriguing because I like Steph Curry, I like D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah,
I think Draymond's trash.
Yes and no.
Listen, for the hype he gets,
I honestly don't know how he keeps winning Defensive Player Awards.
No, he's good defensively.
Is he?
But no, when you can't score points, you gotta be good defensively.
Okay. But like, is he that great defensively?
He's pretty good defensively.
To keep winning over people like Kawhi, like to keep winning over Kawhi.
Well, I mean, he's not Kawhi.
I see it, but I don't see it.
He's a top 10 defensive player. In the
sure,
league.
But I don't know the hype he gets for his defensive. It kind of rubs me the wrong way a little bit. I think it's a little overhyped. But
and here's another story.
If he's on a different team, he's not.
Here's another story I'm lying through. You tell me the thing about this. Giannis Antetokounmpo. My pronunciation game is crazy.
Antetokounmpo.
So Giannis is a special dude, man.
Oh, 100%.
And the thing about this, this is the thing that gets me about Giannis, right? Giannis literally has gotten exponentially better every season.
Every year.
Like, people say, like, for instance, every year. Like, I'm going to throw a comparison at you. The people say, oh, if Ben Simmons get a jump shot, he's going to be a monster, right? Well, what about Giannis? If he get a jump shot was last year, because he got a jump shot.
Because he got one.
It just wasn't consistent.
Right.
If he gets a consistent jump shot, then can we forget about LeBron James? Can we forget about Kevin Durant? Because I think you got a new sheriff in town.
I mean, once LeBron leaves, I mean,
no, not even once you go. I think
LeBron or anybody has to leave before Giannis becomes super relevant.
All things like, considered, even
okay.
All then, yes. things being even,
then I think Giannis.
Same teams, same role players, right. same coaching situations. Only difference is Giannis and LeBron. Which one you taking?
Giannis right now might be better than LeBron. Like, honestly, like, if you're building the team,
Not Bill CC. We're not going to cop out.
I'm just saying, if you just put the team together right now.
One thing you're not going to do in this podcast, you're going to be on this podcast, ain't going to be no pussyfooting around the situation.
If you're putting the team together.
No. See, that's what, because what you're saying, what you're trying to say right there, when you break that, which when I translate what you just tried to say is, based on age, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to take y'all. But we're not going to cop out. I'm saying, let's say LeBron is good. This is still prime LeBron.
Okay.
And you getting Giannis, prime Giannis, growing Giannis, developing Giannis, all things being considered equal, which one is you taking? Don't breathe hard. Answer the question.
LeBron's basketball IQ is way higher than Giannis' basketball IQ.
So first of all, I hate this. You can't
discount the fact that he can see the court way better than Giannis can see the
fuck do you evaluate basketball IQ? God,
you just watch what happens. You watch what they do. You watch how that shit develops. As a fucking 18-year-old, LeBron was analyzing the court like a 9-year veteran.
Because he passed real good. Because he's scared to shoot.
I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying. I don't think
he was ever scared to be a scorer.
I think he kind of was. There's a difference between being a scorer and a shooter.
That wasn't his game at that time.
Listen,
it wasn't his game.
Okay, fair enough. What I'm saying is right now.
Oh, so now we're talking about now with the
age. I've been talking about right now
with the age. Or
no, we're not talking now with no age. Prime LeBron.
Okay, 2019. Okay. No age. No LeBron.
Prime LeBron.
All right.
Prime Giannis.
Uh huh.
All things being considered equal.
Yes.
Which one you take?
All right, fine. Yeah, honestly, like you're going to take Giannis right now.
See, here you go, right now.
You can't take the age out of it.
You're not going to tap dance around this question.
You can't take the age out of it.
If we're going to hate on LeBron right now,
I'm not hating on LeBron. I'm trying to go down a path of no resistance and logical thoughts. You want to go down that I just don't like LeBron.
I don't like logical thoughts.
Because clearly.
Listen, I don't... You know, people call me a LeBron hater. I'm not a LeBron
Slightly. I mean,
listen, I'm a truther. And when I say truther, here's why you can't call me a LeBron hater.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is why the whole LeBron, you hate LeBron argument goes out the window. I've been on record several thousand times saying LeBron's the second greatest player in NBA history currently. If I'm a hater, he's not the second greatest player in NBA history.
But you just tried to discount him for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis
Antetokounmpo. You just tried to tell me that.
No,
right
I'm now. Just saying. I'm just saying.
Giannis, I mean, I get it. Yeah,
has made stride that I haven't seen from a player in quite a while. When I say Giannis, literally, he gets exponentially better every season.
Agreed.
Exponentially.
Agreed.
When you look at game one that he just had. Right, his jump shot looked 1,000 times better. It looked
smooth. It's a little smooth.
And if his jump shot stays consistent like that, then you're about to get back to back MVPs. Is what I'm telling you right.
Right,
now.
But do you need him on the team to? I mean, yeah. I mean, you're right. I can't disagree with you.
So you're agreeing with me?
I do agree.
So all that tap dancing.
But I wasn't. But now we're talking. We're
all that two different conversations. All that tap dancing. Two different conversations.
We took LeBron out of that conversation. I don't love LeBron.
Giannis took LeBron out of that conversation. Not me. I didn't do it. See, this is why I get misconstrued as a LeBron.
I don't love LeBron. I'm not a LeBron lover.
Is present the facts, and then people say, "Oh, you're hating." No, I'm giving you facts,
but that wasn't
bro.
Facts. We took LeBron out of the equation when we started talking. You know what? We'll move on. Move on. I feel like that we have another topic because clearly you're a hater and you can't have an objective conversation about this.
So you're are you like a LeBron truther now?
Nah, I'm just saying we gotta recognize the fact that we've seen something we have never seen. I don't care.
From Giannis.
Not from Giannis.
No?
We're seeing something we've never seen. It's 17 years of fucking greatness.
17 years of okayness.
I would. It's not okayness.
It's kind of okayness. Oh, I mean, we talking about
okay.
We talking about a lot of championship losses here, right? That's not great. Greatness
but
is...
But also a lot of championship appearances.
But that's
somebody's
not,
always going to be better.
Is that greatness?
Somebody's though? Always going to be... There's
is
always...
That, is that...
Somebody like, may be better than you on any given day.
So is that greatness or is that okayness? If you got
beat... Basketball season a long-ass season.
If you got
it's beat a long-ass
more
season.
Than you won, is that greatness or is that okayness?
If you've gotten your team to that point every time, and maybe you haven't won every single time... You're still great.
But you lost.
But you're still great, but you've still been there.
Kobe,
and you've taken multiple groups
Kobe
of people.
Kobe won more championships.
But you've
than
taken
he lost.
Multiple groups of people.
Magic won more championships than he lost.
I don't care.
Kareem won more championships than he lost.
And I don't know the stats. Have they all been there as many times as Brown?
Getting time.
Done.
No, that's done. Not. That's not.
Have you been there as many times? The law averages.
Wait a minute. So the Buffalo Bills are great. That's greatness because they've been to the dance for. They went to the dance.
We're
four
talking
times.
Different because the Cowboys have seen.
Okay. All right. So by your standard, getting to the dance is greatness.
I mean, the Bills have a legacy of being better than who they are right
okayness
now.
Okayness is what I call it. Mm. Is what I like to call it. Okayness. Let me get you. All right, so Eastern Conference, who you got coming out? Give me your conference championship. What two teams make it to the conference championships in the Eastern Conference?
I like the way the Sixers look.
Sucking dick.
I'm not, but I like the way they look right now. Like, I like it. I'm going with the Sixers.
Over who? Over Giannis? Antetokounmpo?
Yeah. Okay. They outlast the Bucks.
Sixers outlast.
They outlast the Bucks.
What does that even mean? You can't.
They got Giannis.
You're not going to speech.
The Bucks got Giannis.
What does that mean? It's not a 19 game series. What do you mean by outlast?
They get Giannis out the game.
You don't
they
even
figure
know,
Giannis out.
You don't like, even know what I mean, that means.
It's just Sixers.
It just sounded good when they rolled off your list. I get Western Conference. Who you got coming out of the West? You just breathing hard now. Like, that's not an answer.
So. I think it's the Clippers.
Clippers? Over who?
Listen.
This is not Chinese long division. It's a simple question. Clippers over who?
Because I thought of my answer, and I didn't think of the follow-up.
Jesus Christmas.
I don't. Come back.
All right. So I'm going to tell you right now what it's going to be. Okay?
Uh-huh.
It's going to be the Bucks over the Sixers. I got the opposite of you. I'm going to tell you why. Because Brett Brown's a terrible coach. I'm not being shy about it. I do not like Brett Brown as a coach, and I don't think he got what it takes to get him over
there. But who else does the Bucks have?
It don't matter. They got Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's it. All
right.
That's all you need to know. All right?
Okay.
Western Conference, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a shocker.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if I believe it. I'm just saying it just to say it right now. But I like Houston over the Clippers.
Shocker. He likes the... You like the Rockets.
But here's why.
Who didn't see that coming?
Let me explain. Okay? Mm-hmm. When Golden State was on their meteoric rise, they really only had one roadblock every year. It was the Houston Rockets.
Right?
Houston,
I mean, kind of. No, but
listen,
okay.
So Houston took them to the brink two, three times. Right? And I think we can both agree that even though we think they're going to fight over the ball, fist fight, slap box in the middle of the court.
Sure.
I think we can both agree that Russell Westbrook is an upgrade over Chris Paul at this point.
Definitely. Okay. Right? Yeah. Sorry.
So Houston got better.
Mm-hmm.
Houston was that 1B to Golden State's 1A the last 3 years, and Houston got better.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Gordon, you know what I'm saying? They got shooters. So I think they beat the Clippers in the conference finals, and they get to their championship. Because the reality is, they had a chance of beating. They took a full-strength Golden State team to the brink.
Yes.
Right?
And I think my hesitation came across where is that I don't know – I don't know how yet I feel about
I don't even know.
The Warriors. I don't know how I feel about the Warriors.
Listen. Like I said, here's the thing. Here's what I'm going to tell you. This is what the Warriors are going to do. Mm-hmm. They got to make the playoffs. That's the struggle. They got to stay afloat.
See, I don't see that being a problem. I don't see it being a landslide.
The problem is Golden State can't guard nobody. They got a bunch of guards.
I thought they had the greatest defensive player in the world.
Who? I said top 10.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I said top 10. Yeah, top 10. All right. You lost Iguodala.
Revis.
Right?
Uh-huh.
You lost Kevin Durant, who was an underrated defensive player. They can't check nobody, and they search for identity. So what they got to do, this is what Golden State got to do. They got to stay afloat until Klay Thompson comes back. If they can do that, then guess what? They're going to make somebody like
But I don't think they hell I don't think they in can. The playoffs. I don't think they can't do it. Like, they've always been.
But the Western Conference is stacked.
But they've always been outscoring you. Like, they've never been, I'm going to win on our defense. Like, we've always outscored you. Like,
That's true.
Got shooters. Bang, bang, bang.
They've always had one of the top defenses in the league.
But now they got D'Angelo Russell to help them create more of that space that they need for Curry to do what he does.
I watched Golden State last night, right? Uh-huh. They got more players on that team that I don't know who the hell they are.
So, of course.
Yeah. That's not okay. They got a guy named Kevin Klein. And I just made that up. And you wouldn't know that I made it up.
Sounds like my account.
Here's the thing. Golden State, yes, they got Steph. They got D'Angelo. They got Draymond. But outside of that, they don't got much. And that's a tough. When you look, like, I'm going to say.
But that's more than most teams got.
No, it's not. Not in the Western Conference. Not this year. Western Conference, you got a lot of parity
in the Western Conference.
You got the Mavericks.
You do.
You got the Blazers.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You got the Lakers, you got the Clippers. Like, the Western Conference is stacked, so they gotta stay afloat. If they get to the playoffs, Klay Thompson comes back. If he's 70% of what they is, listen, I'm gonna tell you, like, let me put it this way. Uh-huh. Let's say the Golden State's the eighth seed and Klay Thompson comes back. You don't want to play them.
No.
You don't want to play them as the one seed. That's what I'm saying. But I like, listen, if I'm being consistent with what I'm saying, the fact that Houston was that 1B and they got better.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Then I think they eventually get over the hump.
I can't argue with you too hard about that.
Because I just gave you logic.
I mean, you laid down some half decent facts.
It's called facts.
I mean, half decent facts.
But facts.
I mean, fake news. But like, you gave me something, so I'm gonna let you rock with it. I mean, we'll see. But
here's the weird thing, right? So right now we're talking about basketball as if football season has ended. Is it weird? Is that weird?
It got exciting. In
my lifetime, this is not a norm. Normally, people don't get excited about basketball till Christmas.
Oh, right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, once football season starts slowing down, starts to wrap up, you know, then okay, let's get in gear. Let's focus on the NBA. But as basketball has come along, because it's star-studded, right? They're pushing the NFL. They are pushing the NFL for the new national pass. I know a lot. Listen, for all those baseball fans out there, baseball is not the national pastime.
It is not.
It ain't been the national pastime in 30 years.
And you keep arguing that it is. You in your heart know that it's not.
Yeah, and if you still arguing, you're probably 90 years old, about to have a heart attack.
You're not listening to this right now.
But no. So basketball is a weird dynamic for me because I don't normally key in on basketball this early, you know. Agreed. And it's also partially part of the reason is that there's no clear cut championship this year. Like the last 5 years, you were like, oh, Golden State.
The parity has increased, right? Exponentially, of course.
But definitely. Also, football is going through something right now. I don't know if people realize. I tweeted this out the other day. Monday night football, Thursday night football have been absolute trash the entire season.
I'll be honest, I've watched two Thursday night games.
See, I can't stop watching.
It's
such bad football.
I tune in, but I don't continue. Like,
but I can't not watch. This is how I know I'm addicted. I'll be watching mad at myself. Like, why the fuck am I watching this?
It's on. It's on. The whole game is on. But I am watching a whole show on my phone. Mm-hmm. It's background noise at this time, Thursday Night Football. It's not interesting. It's not good. What, the Seahawks? What Seahawks Rams?
You drunk.
Didn't Seahawks Rams had a Thursday game?
He's three. This is the best part about Sports Whiskey and Earn. Is now when you start to get
drunk. The Seahawks played a Thursday night game and it was good. And that was the last good.
You just Thursday named night. Two teams it that like haven't 2 weeks played ago. Yet, sir. The Seahawks played good. You going to Google it now?
Yeah.
Now you're going to Google it because you're mad and you're wrong. Okay, whatever. Let me ask you this. All the teams in the NFL, what's the most disappointing team in the NFL to you to date?
Obviously, it's the Browns.
The Browns? Yeah. Okay, so elaborate. Why?
Coming into this season,
Odell.
Name recognition alone. You mm-hmm. got Tim Tebow without Jesus and Odell and Landry out here.
Did you wait? I don't know if people just realized that was hot. We might have to get the blueprint, get the signatures on that. Tim Tebow without Jesus equals Baker Mayfield, listen, right?
Baker Mayfield is Tim Tebow with no blessings. Okay. I mean, like, you got them, you got all these people on the team. That's the name recognition, star power alone is telling you right now.
Jarvis
and like Joku, Chubb. Like they gonna hammer the NFL this year. Mm. Like, that's it. Baker, even if you're shaking on Baker, he's got the weapons that's out here to do greatness. And they came out hot and they fizzled as fast as they came.
Like, we six games in. Can you really
fizzle.
I know we
they're listen, done.
Here's the thing.
They're done.
I just asked what's the most disappointing team, and then I got mad because you wrote a team up. It's weird. I know.
I had high hopes. We still get the wild Odell catches, but they're not a team.
They're not.
It's not a team.
That's because they got the fat dude coaching that don't know how to, don't know football.
That's 100% true.
Freddie Kitchens is trash. He like the Brett Brown of football. No, you can't hire. Listen, here's the thing about the Browns. You can't hire a coach based on a rookie's recommendation. Baker, exactly. Like, yo, exactly. I need that dude to be my coach.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And then they hired him. Like, no, that was stupid of you. And that's why the Browns will always be
the Browns.
Facts. They're very disappointed, but they're not the most disappointing team in football.
But who's disappointed that we didn't expect?
I'm going to tell you right now. All right,
go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Probably going to get crucified for saying this.
Tell them.
Probably gonna be, listen.
Because I'll tell you who it is. Listen, I won't tell you I know who it is.
I mean, listen.
Bang.
I can say the Chargers are disappointing, but the Chargers disappoint every year.
All the time.
All right?
We expect
you can say that. You can say the Chargers, they do this to you every year. You can say Chicago is disappointing, but Mitch Trubisky is trash, so it should be expected.
Hot garbage.
Right? But what you can't say, right? Beginning of the season, I think everybody was, they coming out the East.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They got the Ginger Jesus. He's back. Mm. He's healthy. Right? They got the coach of the year 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Everybody was high. They were riding high. Philadelphia Eagles, man. Disappointing. They were a legit. Listen. As much as you can say about the Browns.
Yeah.
The Browns were on name recognition.
Yeah.
It's not a person in sports media that didn't have the Eagles as a legit Super Bowl contender.
When are we going to realize the Eagles aren't a real team?
We're not going to go that far.
What do you mean?
See, you about to let your Dallas Cowboys hate bias you right
I'm
now.
I'm not. When are we going to realize that they're fool's gold at all times? Carson's not real.
What's not real about Carson?
What can
I don't want to. Listen, I'm why?
Because he has escapability?
What's good about Carson?
What does he do that's well?
Let me focus. Listen, can I talk about how they're most disappointed without turning me back? Listen,
you're
I gotta listen because
right.
I know you're about to go in, and then I'm gonna have to defend them.
You're right.
It's gonna It's going to destroy my whole argument.
You're right. Go ahead. I apologize. That's my mistake. I jumped the gun.
I'm just saying they're disappointing based on if you base this argument on expectation.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Who's the most disappointing? You can't right now. And if the season's young, they're still 3-4.
Right.
They're not. They're one game out of the division. One game behind your Cowboys.
Sure.
Right. It's not conclusionary at this point that they're out of it.
Right.
But at this point, I think you have to say with a straight face that the Philadelphia Eagles are the most disappointing based on expectation.
Okay.
Now, continue with your Eagles hate, sir.
Now, it's not Eagles hate. I'm just analyzing the situation. The Eagles have not produced on either side of the ball well. Let's just talk about Carson Wentz. All right, we give everybody – Carson Wentz gets a boatload of money, blah, blah, blah. Everybody thinks, oh, Jesus is the greatest thing that's ever been sliced bread. He isn't because he's inconsistent. Rumors, he's a bad person in the locker room. But, you know, we'll bypass that. Obviously, receivers have a hard time playing with him. So if your franchise quarterback can't play with receivers, is not being a leader on the team as he needs to be, what good is he there? What good is he in his position?
I think that's all Bush League, what you just said. I don't think it's all incorrect. I don't think Carson Wentz is the problem.
Not saying he's the problem, but he...
You took my... You
handcuffed yourself
to that. My most disappointing and turned it into something else.
You handcuffed yourself to a person, to a player that isn't giving you anything that you need.
Here's what I'll tell you what the issue with the Eagles is. Mm-hmm. All right? They set themselves up for failure, right?
They're hot garbage. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
When you turn face, when you do about face,
right,
on your Super Bowl MVP, and I know a lot of people like, well, you had to take Carson Wentz over Nick Foles. Fair. It's a fair argument.
Agreed.
But at the same time, that's from a fan standpoint. NFL players don't give a damn about your pedigree. Nah. They don't care about when you was drafted, right? They care about your performance on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, right, it is my belief that the second that they ship Nick Foles out in favor of Carson Wentz, Doug Peterson lost half their locker room. And I think it was inevitable because no matter who he chose, if he would have chose Nick Foles over Carson Wentz, he lost half that locker room. Because you can't get rid of somebody like Nick Foles who meant that much to that team and not get any kickback from it.
Agreed.
You see what I'm saying?
And I think that you can even put that into the fan base. And, you know, taking away my disdain for the Eagles aside, it was a lose-lose situation.
It was.
It was a lose-lose situation. And I don't know. I don't even think that, in my opinion, Nick Foles wants to be the starting quarterback anywhere. I don't think he wants to do that.
But here's
the
thing.
So sending him somewhere else was counterproductive to your team. Like, keep him on the team as the beacon. That's the picture on the mantle right now. Put him on the mantle for the rest of the week.
We as fans, if you looked at it or not, the fan base, they looked at it as if, oh, you got to pick one or the other. Nick Foles own disposition, you may not have. It may have put more strain on Carson Wentz as a starter to have Nick Foles sitting on the bench, knowing that the second you screw up, they're gonna be chanting for that Super Bowl MVP.
But so that gives more credence to what I just said, that he's a cancer in the locker room.
If you're doing what's best for the team, then hey. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Carson clearly ain't about that life.
See, I'm not going to go
clearly
that
not
far.
About that
I'm
life.
I'm not going to go that far.
I think the only thing you said
thus far is that the Nick Foles Carson Wentz situation was a lose-lose situation. The Eagles ultimately lost. And then on top, when you stack that on top of the fact that the Eagles were a champion built on
lies.
Free agent acquisitions,
right,
okay. Trades, there's no consistency in that locker room. Nobody has loyalty
Nobody.
To the Eagles. Like, take Alshon Jeffrey, for instance, right? He didn't learn how to play football. He didn't grow up as an Eagle.
No.
Right? His loyalty is to himself. Right? So if he was on one side of the fold and they chose against what he went against, he's going to speak out on it.
Right.
Right? Exactly. There's very few Lane Johnsons and Jason Peters in their locker room. Everybody's been brought in from outside the organization.
Right, right,
and
right.
While it worked in the short term, it may have ultimately hindered them in the long term.
Right. I told y'all not to get Scandrick. Told you he was worthless.
Well, you don't get getting any Cowboy at this point. Listen. We can take it to the Cowboys.
Scandrick was hot garbage.
There are a lot of hot garbage Cowboys.
There's not a lot.
There's quite a few.
Very few.
There's quite a few.
There's like two.
Sean Lee has no knees.
So he's hot garbage because he ain't got no knees?
He has no knees. He's missed more games than he's played.
Okay, but the games he's played, he's come back. He's the greatest that you've ever seen.
I wouldn't go that far. That's redemption.
Most people would say.
Redemption bourbon right there kicking in again.
Most people disagree with you.
Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like we have this point every year.
Yeah.
Patriots versus the field. Who you taking?
Fuck the field. It's the Patriots.
Why?
Because, honestly, here's my thing. They adapt. They
versus
adapt and
the
excel.
Field.
They adapt and
that
excel.
That means the entire league.
They adapt and excel.
Okay.
They adapt and excel better than any
including
other team.
Let's include the Dallas Cowboys. Okay.
If we face them, it's a wrap. We face them in the postseason.
Don't walk it back, sir.
In a couple weeks.
The Patriots will trash the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to be fine. You just said.
All right. But, like, they adapt, and I mean, honestly, obviously, it's the coaching and, you know, the quarterback play. Clearly, you know, Tom Brady and Belichick are the elite of the elite. But you can almost see when the switches change in the Patriots. When they face something that they weren't prepared for or that the other team was prepared for on their end, and they adapt and they excel better than anybody else in the league, and it just becomes insurmountable. Like, you get so far behind and so over, you know, out-coached, out-maneuvered, out-strategized, that you're just stuck. And then you're just sitting back watching all your hard work down the drain. And as soon as you think that you've out-coached them, and then they counter you with some new shit, dog, you sit back. Like, you just see coaches sit back and teams sit back and say, you know what? We ain't think of that shit. And now we don't know what to do. Like, it's timeless. Like, they do it time and time again.
Taking the field.
Like, why? How?
I'm going to tell you right now why I'm taking the field. And it shouldn't be an act, because the field includes my San Francisco 49ers. So I'm taking the fucking field. That's right. We out here. We out here.
They know what Jimmy G. They know everything about Jimmy G.
Sound good.
Who made him?
We got
the
greatest offensive mind in the sport right now.
Who made Jimmy G?
It don't matter. Listen,
when he gets eaten alive.
Here's the reality. As a betting man,
yeah.
If you offer me any one team versus the field, I'm taking the field. Because the reality is this. Any given Sunday. Any flip of the coin, however you like it only take one team to beat them. And you giving me 28, I'm gonna take them odds.
I just feel like the law of averages gives
now,
lost
I don't,
at
now
the
if you if you if
the
you,
law
you,
of averages loses
on,
at the Patriots.
I'm on record as saying, like, if I'm picking, I'm not betting against the hoodie. I'm not betting against Belichick. I'm not betting against Tom Brady.
Listen, Thomas Patrick Edward Brady
say,
can do what he wants.
I don't even know if that's really his middle name.
Thomas,
I feel like it's either
Patrick Edward or Edward Patrick, but it's Thomas Edward Patrick Brady is the motherfucking man. And that motherfucker does what he wants.
He's the GOAT.
Okay? He goes out here and does what he wants.
That's a fact.
10 plus 2 is 12.
I don't know what that had to do with anything.
What's
his dad have to do with anything? What number? Or whatever. Let's move on. Let me ask you. So Cam Newton got hurt.
Right.
Drew Brees got hurt.
Yeah.
Kyle Allen, backup quarterback for the Panthers.
Uh-huh.
4-0.
Yeah, he is.
Teddy Bridgewater,
it's surprising.
Backup quarterback. For the Saints, It's 5-0. Drew Brees gets healthy. Drew Brees gets his job back.
Oh, 100%.
Cam Newton seems to be healthy. It don't look like they want to give him his job back.
I don't know if you give Cam his job
back. Would you give him his job back?
I don't know. I mean, yes. I think that's actually a way harder decision.
Listen, all things being considered, we talking about contract status.
Yeah.
Talking about age. We talking about prior performance.
Uh huh.
All things being considered, I think if you're the Carolina Panthers, and I hate to say this because he's a black man, and I know, you know, God rest his soul, you know, he'll land on his feet.
He will.
He'll land on his feet. You ship him somewhere he want to be.
I don't even think you got to ship him. He sits.
No, I'm not sitting.
You sit him.
You can't sit Cam.
Why can't you?
You can't sit Cam. If you're going to get rid of him, you got to get rid of him.
You sit him.
You can't sit him.
Why?
Because
he's hot right now. He's just hot right now.
So I'm talking about, you're talking about this season.
I'm talking about right now.
I'm talking about long term.
I don't know about long term. I'm talking about right now. Like right now, you don't put him in. It just makes sense not to put him in. I mean, you let this shit rock out till it don't rock out no more. He still gets.
So let's say Kyle Allen has a hell of a season, dude. Uh-huh. Then what? Like at some point,
he had a high season. I let it go.
I think Cam makes a lot of money, and I think that money can be spent elsewhere.
Definitely.
Okay. And I think Cam Newton will never be fully healthy. This is the main reason why I
agree.
The way Cam plays football, physically, I don't think he'll ever be fully healthy.
Agreed.
So, taking that into consideration, I'm going to ship him out. I'm going to ask you, where you want to go, Cam? You want to go to Chicago? They got a defense. You might be able to win the championship
So, he got to bow out, but he's going to bow out gracefully.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give him his proper respect.
Okay.
Going to give him his proper respect. But at the same time.
I mean, I think he did turn the Panthers to what they are today.
If we're talking about doing what's best for a franchise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some point you got to cut bait,
but you rest your laurels on Kyle Allen.
I don't know if he's that much worse than Cam Newton. He's not Cam Newton.
Right.
Listen. Make no mistake, Kyle Allen. I'm not sitting here saying Kyle Allen is as good as Cam Newton.
Right.
What I'm saying is Kyle Allen makes less money than Cam Newton. He's younger than Cam Newton, and he's less injured than Cam Newton.
And he's producing a little bit better.
I wouldn't even say he's producing a little bit. I mean, if we take Cam Newton's production last time he was fully healthy.
Yeah.
He's probably producing a little bit less.
Okay.
But I can take that drop off when I get that money.
For the ROI.
Exactly. The return on investment is much better.
Right.
So I think Carolina Panthers had to seriously consider shipping Cam Newton out. And you ship him out because you got to get something back for it.
Yeah.
I need some draft picks.
Yeah.
Might need a superstar too.
And I think you're going to command a higher draft pick right now. And I think you have a point in shipping him out. And honestly, that wasn't my thought process in what we would do with Cam currently if not start him. But I think you probably got the most, your trade value is the highest that you're going to get right now.
And you can even if you say, okay, we've seen a lot out of Kyle, right? Let's put Cam back in. Let's build up his trade value. Let's let him play the rest of the season out, and then we're going to trade him in the offseason. That's fair, too.
But I think
in order to be fair to Cam, because his time is not long with the Panthers. No matter how you look at it.
It's definitely not.
The way he plays football, his time is not long with the Panthers. So in order to be
fair. NFL period.
Yeah, that's facts. That's facts.
That's a good point.
So in Cam Newton's absence, Christian McCaffrey has emerged. As an MVP candidate. Not my MVP candidate.
He's my MVP candidate.
Is he number one on your list?
Yes.
Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey.
White running back.
Surprising as all hell. Surprising as all hell. He can do.
Give me your top three. Before you elaborate, give me your top three MVP candidates.
Christian. Aaron.
Rodgers?
Yeah. Why not?
You just sucking the teeth right now.
Huh? Why not?
Aaron Rodgers is an MVP candidate.
Yeah, and Patrick. I mean, Mahomes is doing his thing again. Maybe Mahomes probably. I mean, we could probably reverse that list, but in my mind, I'd say okay. All honesty, Christian, Mahomes, Rodgers.
Okay. Christian's leading the fold.
Definitely. There's nothing they throw at him that he's not ready for, that he can't do, that he doesn't do well, where he's helping a team that's struggling and he's picked up the slack, honestly. Like, he's the dude that they look upon to be the leader of that team right now, and he's doing it.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I didn't think he was gonna be that good. I was a little bit wrong.
He's super good.
He's really, really nice.
Mahomes, depending on what he looked like, I mean, I don't think the injury is crazy.
A lot of people think I'm crazy, but I think Mahomes is a little bit overrated. And here's why I'm gonna tell you.
I gotta disagree.
I think Mahomes has probably one of the greatest group of skill position players that a quarterback's had in a long time. Sammy Watkins, Tyreek Hill, you know what I'm saying? Like, Mecole Hardman. Like, they got a lot of speed. This is not to say Mahomes isn't good.
Right.
But I think a lot of times he's throwing to wide open receivers. You know,
so like, do you disagree that he creates a lot of that?
I don't disagree. I think he's a top five. I would have him in the top five. I wouldn't have him one, two, or three.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I can see that. I don't disagree with that.
Little tabby.
I don't disagree with that. But I also think that, like, on your point, he creates a lot of that by his ability to extend the play, move around, you know, dip and dodge, and still be accurate with some super unorthodox throws. I mean, I think his the game changing level, the way he throws the ball, is kind of crazy.
I don't want the people to come for me, so I'm agree with you. I know people love Patrick Mahomes.
I don't love him. I'm just saying that the things he does is it's different. It's different. And they haven't caught up to it yet.
I got one name on my list.
So you tell me, who is he?
One name. No, there are two names on my list. Two names on my list.
One of them ends with Garoppolo.
No, Garoppolo's not.
He better not.
Russell Wilson. Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
And Kirk Cousins.
That's outrageous.
Kirk is balling right now, though. Listen, pull up the stats.
Never.
Kirk, listen, if we go into my stats,
there's no
way. I know people think he's crazy, but if you pull up the stats right now.
I'm not saying that Kirk.
If you pull up the stats right now, Kirk is balling right now. Hate him or love him. If MVPs are defined by statistics, Kirk might be top five. But I just threw him out there just to throw
it away. Yeah, I figured you did.
Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, definitely.
Those are my guys. And then here's why. Here's the difference between them and Patrick Mahomes. Russell Wilson throws to meet people like me and you. Name the Seahawks wide receivers. Silence. Exactly. I don't like, not. Yes, they got DK Metcalf.
Yeah, Metcalf.
They got. They got DK Metcalf. But he's a rookie.
Yeah, he's not even nobody.
Russell Wilson will throw to anybody. And he gotta break five tackles to do it. Every play. This is the Seahawks offense in a nutshell. Hike, break five tackles, throw it 70 yards. Score touchdown. Like, this is what Russell Wilson does.
But why don't they ever give him an offensive?
Because they don't need to. They know they don't need to. They refuse. Why are we going to waste money on people to block? Russell Wilson don't
need. He going to run anyway.
He don't need people
to
block.
Like,
he's a superstar. And Deshaun Watson is in the same vein. Only difference is Deshaun Watson got DeAndre Hopkins.
So without DeAndre Hopkins, does Deshaun Watson look as good?
Yes.
You think so?
When has Deshaun Watson ever not looked good?
So you give Deshaun Watson Nelson Aguilar.
He, Smoke them.
All right.
It don't matter.
Hey, I'm just here to ask questions.
You just want to hate
on me. I'm just here to ask questions.
Listen, as we continue to do this podcast, you're not going to continue to sneak in your Eagles hate.
I'm just here to ask questions. Because when the man was catching babies, unlike Aguilar, I just want to know if you would put him on the team or if you put Aguilar on the team. I just want to know. That's fine. Put them both on the team. That makes sense to me.
I reached the bottom of my glass. Bro.
Yeah, me too.
So you know what that means. When we finish our drink, we finish our podcast. Real simple. Thank y'all for tuning in. Check us out. Apple Podcast, Spotify Podcast.
It's been great speaking to the people.
Eventually, we're going to get this thing live. We're going to get this thing rolling live. We're going to do a live show. A couple live shows.
It'll work.
But right now, we're not. We in Ryan's garage right now. And it's pretty cold out here, actually.
It's a little chill. You know what I'm saying?
You need a heater out here, but that's neither here nor there. Again, thank you for listening.
Late October.
Like, rate, review, subscribe. And until the next podcast, check you out, bro.
Cheers.